Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, I'm so thrilled you're on the podcast today. And before we dive into today's content, I want to encourage you to swing by our website, sugarhill.church, and click on the button that tells you all about Christmas. There's so many big events coming up and wonderful holiday memories coming up this season. And it starts with a Blue Christmas service, and then it leads all the way up to our Christmas Eve gatherings. This year we have a 3 p.m., a 5 p.m., and then a brand new special 11 p.m., which will include candlelight and communion. And so I want to encourage you, we've had a lot of people asking questions about Christmas. Go ahead and jump on the website today, check it out, and make plans. And there's also important details about childcare and what programming is available throughout this month. Well, today I want to talk about the idea of the power of choice. One of my friends and mentors is a person that talks about the idea that we have agency, that we have the power of making decisions, that if we're not careful, we'll allow life just to happen to us instead of us engaging in it. And so today I want to talk about this idea of a choice that every single one of us can make. There are going to be seasons when it feels like things are falling apart. In those moments, we've got to decide not to try to work it out by ourselves, but instead to ask God to step into it and to pick up the broken pieces. So today, if you're facing a problem, there are two options I want you to think through. You can worship where you put your focus on Him, or you can worry where you put your focus on yourself. Think about that. You can either worship or you can worry. Here's what the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 1. He says, I will continue to rejoice, for I know that as you pray for me and the Spirit of Jesus helps me, this will lead to my deliverance. In this one little verse, Paul reminds us that there are reasons for us to stay positive and happy in those tough times. And here's what he says. The first one is that we have to keep God's perspective. That when we have problems, if we're not careful, the problems will seem so big and God will seem distant. But here's what Paul says. For I know. It's what you know that keeps you going. Paul knew that God was working even in the midst of that struggle, and he kept God's bigger perspective in the middle of it. And so the first tip as we think about these things and making this choice is to keep God's perspective on our problems. The second thing that Paul reminds us of is that Paul knew that he had people praying for him and that kept him going. Here's what he says, the Spirit of Jesus helps me. The Holy Spirit also kept Paul going, and he says, this will lead to my deliverance. Paul had faith that God would work his problem for good. He had faith that there were other people praying for him, and he had faith that the Spirit of Jesus lived inside of him, and it would lead to something greater. And because he had God's perspective, because he had the prayer of friends, because he had the Holy Spirit living inside of him and faith, Paul made a choice, and his choice was to continue to rejoice. That's your choice today. It's your choice to rejoice. Are you going to worship where you focus on him today, or are you going to worry where you focus on yourself? It's my encouragement to you and to me today that we would choose to rejoice. So I want to leave you with a couple of questions today. What would that look like? What would it look like for you to choose to worship God in the middle of your struggle? And do you have people that you rely on? Do you have people that you know would pray for you in the middle of a struggle? Well, I want to encourage you, if you have a struggle going on right now, would you just pick up your phone and shoot a text, an email, a Facebook message to one or two or three friends and ask them and just say, would you pray for me today? And be as specific as you feel comfortable being and say, would you join me in praying for this? And in fact, today, as you ask that question, offer to pray for them as well and say, hey, is there something I can join you in praying for? It's your choice today. You can choose to worship or you can choose to worry. You can choose to rejoice. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. Again, I want to invite you to swing by our website, sugarhill.church. You'll see a little button there that talks about all things Christmas. Make plans now to join us for an incredible season as we think about all that God has done for us and how we can live that out in the world around us. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day. Thank you.